Today's liturgy calls for a brief homily, you might be glad to know, with a very long gospel today. But we are entering now and have entered into Holy Week, and we certainly invite you to come out to their Easter Triduum services on Holy Thursday night here at 7 p.m. We'll have the reenactment of the Last Supper and the washing of the feet. And first time that we will be able to legally wash the feet of women. So they're taking away the whole idea of ordination and the 12 apostles and just focusing strictly on the aspect of service that Jesus did to his disciples. And so we'll have our RCA candidates doing that and some members from St. Joseph Church and the religious sisters to have a little representation of all groups. And and of course, Last Supper, the institution of the Holy Eucharist and the priesthood. Jesus was thinking of all of us 2,000 years ago and provided a way that we could be there through the Mass, right? This is the representation of the one eternal sacrifice that he offered on the Thursday night sacramentally, because when you have a double consecration of body and blood, think of separation of body and blood, you have death portrayed right there, right? And it's done upon the altar, which is the symbol of the cross and a symbol for Jesus our Lord. Jesus died on the altar of the cross. That was his sacrificial table. And to put food on this table for us. So this is a table, but it's also an altar of sacrifice, the death of Jesus. And then on Good Friday, we'll start our walk at 1 p.m. at St. Joseph Church. I think one of the newspaper things said 1:30, but we'll start at 1 o'clock at St. Joseph Church and walk through town with Stations of the Cross. And then the service here will be around 3 o'clock or so with the Passion narrative according to the Gospel of John and the veneration of the cross, and then the communion service, the only day Friday and during the day Saturday that there are no masses ever celebrated, to kind of focus on the historical aspect of what happened with Jesus at that time. Then on Easter Vigil, at 8 p.m., you have to start, so that's Saturday night, 8 p.m., you got to start after dark, so you can have the lighting of the fire, lighting of the Easter candle, the symbol of Jesus, the light of the world, and everybody else in here will have individual candles, only at the Easter Vigil service. So I hope that you can come out to all of those services. But if you don't, today is kind of our catch-all day, where we have looked at the Last Supper. It's the only other day that you'll hear the words of institution, this is my body, this is my blood, and the passion of our Lord, his suffering, his carrying of the cross for us, and his ultimate death on the cross, and his agony for us. So what love Jesus has shown us, right? And so we are living through that during this Holy Week. In every Mass, we are privileged to be able to witness this saving event of our lives. So how faithful should we be, right? We don't want to be like the disciples who were sleeping, and Jesus said, can't you even stay awake with me for 1 hour? And that's about how long a Mass lasts, right? About 1 hour. Today might be a little bit longer because we had two Gospels and a long Gospel, right? But normally just about an hour to give thanks for Jesus dying on the cross for you and for me, a bunch of sinners. What love, and so what thanks does he deserve every Sunday. Amen.